This is Scientific American 60-Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. This will just take a minute. Declining frog populations are considered an indicator of environmental damage, but new research finds that frogs might be doing even worse than we thought because the volunteers who count frogs by their sounds may be overestimating. The North American Amphibian Monitoring Program is the country's largest frog-counting system. Volunteers listen for frogs, identify the species, and give population estimates. They've been doing this for over a decade. Ted Simons from North Carolina State University and colleagues put recordings of frogs, like this wood frog, in the field to test the volunteers. They call it ribbit radio. Many volunteers ended up with false positives. They named frog species whose calls weren't being played. So there may be fewer frogs or less variety than the surveys suggest. The results appear in the journal Ecology. Simons is working with the U.S. Geological Survey, in charge of the amphibian monitoring, to account for these false positives and to better train the volunteers so they don't write down chorus frog when all there really was were pickerel frogs. Apparently, it's not easy being green for humans either. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.